Circle of Friends by Maeve Binchy. Read by Kate Binchy. Chapter 1. 1949. The kitchen was full of smells of baking. Benny put down her school bag and went on a tour of inspection.
"The cake hasn't been iced yet," Patsy explained. "The mistress'll do that herself."
"What are you going to put on it?" Benny was eager.
"I suppose, happy birthday, Benny." Patsy was surprised.
"Maybe she'll put Benny Hogan 10.
"I never saw that on a cake."
"Oh, I think it is. When it's a big birthday, like being 10.
"Oh, maybe." Patsy was doubtful.
"Are the jellies made?"
"They're in the pantry. Don't go in poking at them. You'll leave the mark of your finger and we'll all be killed."
"I can't believe I'm going to be 10,
Benny said, delighted with herself.
"Ah, it's a big day, all right."
Patsy spoke absently as she greased the trays for the queen cakes with a scrap of butter paper.
"What did you do when you were 10?
"Oh, don't you know, with me every day was the same," Patsy said cheerfully. "There was no day different in the orphanage till I came out of it and came here."
Benny loved to hear stories of the orphanage. She thought it was better than anything she read in books. There was the room with the 12 iron beds in it, the nice girls, the terrible girls, the time they all got nits in their hair and had their heads shaved.
"They must have had birthdays," Benny insisted.
"I don't remember them," Patsy sighed. "There was a nice nun who said to me that I was Wednesday's child, full of woe."
"That wasn't nice."
"Well, at least she knew that I was born on a Wednesday." "Oh, here's your mother now. Let me get on with the work."
Annabel Hogan came in carrying three big bags. She was surprised to see her daughter sitting swinging her legs in the kitchen.